I want to welcome you into the worship service. Glad you've made your way here today. We've come to worship the Lord, and that's what we're going to do in many different ways. Choir's going to sing here in a little bit. We're going to have a message shortly, Lord will, but you just set your feet under God's table this morning and just do as he would have you to do. I got a couple extra announcements here. While I'm doing that, I need four ushers. If you'd make your way up front, please. There will be a meeting this evening at 5:15 for the ladies group or anyone who can help plan the fundraiser dinner for the J.T. Koontz sing. Okay? So if you can help in that, be here at 5:15 this evening, all right? Also, immediately following the service this morning, John would like to meet with anyone who plans on, if you can, by in any way, if you could come next Saturday, there's a work party, okay? That's August the 19th, next Saturday. If you can help in that, John would like to meet with you immediately following the service this morning to kind of get a head count, number one, and number two, talk about what needs to be done and all that. So if you could at all do that, he would greatly appreciate that. All right? We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Steve, if you would, ask God's blessing on the offering and the service today, please. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Outside, but you're even more than that when you come in the doors here, because you represent something that represents strength to all the rest of us that are here. I don't know about you, but when I walk in the doors and I see the greeters out front and they reach over and they shake my hand or pat me on top of my bald spot and tell me that they love me, I really feel that. When I walk in the doors and the preacher walks up and shakes your hand and says, "How are you?" and he really means it, I love that. When I look out and I see TJ sitting there with his arms crossed like this and all of a sudden he grins and I know that he loves me, I love that. Listen, I do. And Jess, just seeing you sitting over there makes my day. I can say that about each and every one of you in here because you're that important to me. More so is he.
Amen.
There's things that trouble us in this life. There's things that come up that represent hardship and many times heartache. But if I haven't learned anything in the past, I've learned that no matter what happens, we're in his hands. Yeah. And that means that all this other stuff out here is just garbage and Satan's throwing up to try to pull you this way or to pull you that way and to make you sit back and say, "Why?" Well, it's going to happen as long as you live in this flesh and live on this face of this earth. But if you trust in him, if you love him and you realize that this stuff really doesn't matter out here, the things that are trying to pull you off on the side, then you really understand that it's the love that he has for us that allows you to look out and see the love in others around you. Let me tell you something. That represents life to me because he's in it. I can't stand and do all the things that I used to do. I can't sing. Of course, I probably never could sing. But listen, I know this. He loves me in spite of all the things that I've done in the past because he's already forgotten those. He's forgiven me. And I got to tell you, the stuff that goes on in our lives around us really kind of, it shapes us to a degree if we allow it to. But it can only take some of the sharp edges off, because we know that God's right there, and he's gonna keep us in his hand. He's going to mold us, and he's going to make us in his image to do the things he wants us to do. Do we fail? Oh, man, you better believe it. Do we have some bad thoughts and bad feelings every once in a while? Well, do you live in the flesh? It's going to happen. But there is an answer right there. It's in the Word. It tells us plainly that he's with us, and he will be with us always. And if you doubt that, come in here one day with your eyes open and take a look at the people around you that are thrilled to be here, that are waiting for someone just to reach out and say, hey, I love you, I'm glad you're here. And then feel it in your heart and know that it's real. It makes a big difference. Jamie, I love you, man. My heart goes out to the things that you've been going through. But we all go through this stuff, and it's not easy, is it? It's tough. But it's part of the life that we have to live while we're down here on this earth, because we live in the flesh. This is the breeding ground for all the stuff that Satan wants to do and wants to throw at us to convince us that he's not real. I got news for you. He's real.
Amen.
And he's serious about what we do and where we're at right now in his name. And I love him. And my soul's desire, my heart's desire,
Amen.
Is that each one of you can feel and understand what I mean when I say I love the Lord.
Amen.
And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in spite of all the stuff that goes on,
Amen.
He really loves us.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me.
Amen.
You know, while the girl was
playing a while ago, real bad, Al, but I didn't. Held back a little bit. The feeling is still there. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Didn't you? You know, I thought this week there's things that are going on in the world that kind of steals my joy and worries me.
Yeah.
All these leaders that we got are just out to doing no telling what. And I was, this might sound kind of funny, but I was on the riding lawnmower the other day, and I was just kind of praying a little bit.
Yeah.
My prayer wasn't that, Lord, kill these people that's trying to destroy the world. That wasn't my prayer. Lord, take them to their knees.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure enough.
Right.
You know, through all of them worries and all them things that kind of bother me, Randy's mom used to sing a song. I'm on the backside of the mountain going down right now.
Right.
But I got little ones that are going out to the world.
birthday was my 35th wedding anniversary. And I got down in the dumps so bad. Different dates, you know, when dates come, it brings on sadness for me.
Yes.
And I know where Roger is. I know without a doubt, you know, that he's with the Lord. And, you know, maybe you don't get in, you know, depression when on different dates when you've lost a loved one, but I do, and I struggle with that. And it went on into Monday. I was so, Sunday was sad. Monday I was just so mean that, you know, I was just really a bad person at work. I was hateful. And so Monday night I was taking the kids, my grandkids, and Dawn, their mommy, I had to take them to Ripley to pick up their car. And my tire blew. And the Lord let us get off the interstate safely. And it just like, when I got home, the Lord just showed me how he took care of us. How me and both those kids and Dawn, we could have been gone. Or something could have happened to them kids, but the Lord took care of us. And it sure did change my attitude. And I want to thank him for taking care of us. He takes care of me every day, but sometimes he's got to blow a tire out to show me how much he takes care of me, and I thank him for watching over us.
Yes.
When pain of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied.
Testimony. Bless you.
Bless my soul. And I would not be denied. It took a long time, the Lord dealing with me. When I got down where he wanted me, I wouldn't be denied. And I'm glad of that today. It's been a lot of years and ups and downs, but all through it all, he's been there for me.
Right.
And I just want to stand and praise him. It's been a good service. It's been
Amen.
A good blessing. And I thank God for it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve his blessings. I'm so thankful for that this morning. But even as low down as I am sometimes, he still just comes along and blesses us. And it's just so good.
Yep.
And I'm thankful.
Right.
A long time ago, I wouldn't be denied. And I thank him for that.
Amen.
I thank him that he kept dealing with me. Finally, God has revived my heart, painted it into my heart.
hell and the grave, and he rose again. So that one of these days, like we were talking in our lesson this morning, these bodies, they'll go away. They'll go back to the earth that God gave. But our soul will go on, and the spirit will go on to be with God if we are right with him.
Amen.
And
right.
I praise him. I
right.
praise his name.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
All right. We're ready for the word. Tony, Lewis, would you ask God's blessing on the word this morning?
Lord, just like to be in your house this morning, Father. We just pray for the Spirit to continue to lead and guide in people's lives, Father. Be with Pastor Al as he brings the message, anoint what he has to say, and bring it to us, Father. We can use it and apply it to our lives. And Father, somebody who's far away from you this morning, we pray this morning be the time that we come to you. Be reunited with you and come to know you in a real way. We thank you for loving us so. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to be here. It's a lot better than being in the hospital, in a nursing home, or laying in the funeral home.
Amen.
You're saying you're morbid. No, I'm a realist. Life is very uncertain, and we're on a journey. James said it's life's as a vapor, and I thought, as Mrs. Shamblin talked about Roger, I've lost my two youngest brothers, my son, my sister-in-law. I spent a lot of time at Tyler Mountain. Turn to James 5, if you would. I have to go for funerals there. My son's been dead, what, Vicki, how many years?
52 years.
Let me confess to you. When I go there, I go see his funeral, his tombstone. And I still cry. 52 years. And I still cry. And wonder what his life would have been. So, we miss him. And we just have to adjust through life. But here's the good part. I'll see him again. Yeah. In a glorified body like an under his. And that excites me. That's for the believers of the Lord. Charlie was teaching, and in this lesson he kept on saying, because that's part of the lesson. And he died. Then when he got to Enoch, he said he was not, for God took him. I'm looking to live to see him take me home. Yeah. I want to listen for the trumpet, and I got a little probably loud with Dana, but that's what's wrong with us. My memory sometimes fails. I think it was, wasn't it, Charlie, Wednesday night when I sung? Yeah. They didn't ask me. I wasn't on the program. And I know that I don't know music, but the Lord said, sing, and I did. And I enjoyed it. I obeyed him. Now, if God tells you to do something, you do it. You do it. Why? You know, now, you hear what I said to Denny? He should have minded the Lord. Let me give you the scripture that I can back that with. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it's a sin. Now, he knew he was supposed to, but he held back on us and almost cheated us of that blessing. Amen? Yeah. Now, I don't mean to be mean, but that's what's wrong with us. When's he going to quit preaching? Boy, those people are not on tune in their songs. It's almost time. Did you get anything out of the service? Well, no. Huh. That's strange, isn't it? You mean God don't meet with us? And you know, I want to tell you something else, and it's not part of my message. Some I won't see till next Sunday morning. I know. It's almost time for NFL and college. And you don't want to be a fanatic preacher. What is more important? What has your priority? Thank you, Tim. Listen to what he said. Okay? James 7th. Listen to it. Be patient. Therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth not. Grudge not against one another, brethren. Lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophet who spoken in the name of the Lord, for example of suffering, afflictions, and of patience. Before we count them happy which endure, ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, and of tender mercy. Above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be nay, and your nay nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Just for a little bit, with the help of the Lord, 5 times James is talking to the brethren, but 5 times he mentions the word patient. Patient. Now, we don't want to ask for patience because that brings tribulation. But I, just for a little time with the help of the Lord, you pray for me. And I've asked God's blessings. What are we as believers, as Christians, forget about the church membership business. I'm talking about believers. What are we doing till the Lord comes? Well, preacher, I want to tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting discouraged. Huh. Why? What I see. Didn't he tell us these things would come to pass? Didn't he warn us? You say, preacher, seemingly my hope's gone. And I'm almost this close of giving up. Well, are you saved? Yeah. Are you serving the Lord? Yes. Did he give you the Holy Spirit? Oh, yes, preacher. So why is your hope gone almost? I don't know. I don't know. I see a lot of people and I hear a lot of discouragement. A lot of people, instead of going around looking up for his redemption, they're going down looking for the undertaker. When actually we ought to be looking for the undertaker. He's the one that really makes a difference. Well, preacher, I see what's taking place, and it just happened in Charlottesville. We need greater law enforcement. We need greater laws. I've got a better answer than that. We need for the church to get on its knees and begin to pray the fire down till we get some answers from him. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you say, preacher, you just don't understand. I sure do understand. We're in the minority, they say. Seem like they're overpowering us. Seem like the government's going against us. Seem like we're called the radical sin. The extremists or the right wingers, they have all kinds of names for us. But if you remember the early church, when they whipped him and left him and corrected him, said, don't speak on that word no more. You know what they did? They just took pride in the power of God and just worshiped him. Didn't matter to them. Daniel wasn't too concerned. Yeah. He wasn't too concerned. He said, they're going to throw you to the lions. The Hebrew children wasn't too concerned. If God is for us, who can be against us? Preacher, we're really, really seem like temptations are getting stronger. And Satan has got a stronghold on America. God's in control. And you know, he knows his time is short, it's limited. So he's working harder than ever before. The battle's raging. Yeah. There's people that used to enjoy serving the Lord that said it's not worth it. See, you're looking at it the different way. It ought to be that we're almost close to going home. It's almost time for our redemption to take place. So I live with the hope that I'm going to make it by the grace of God. I didn't start in this race. I didn't know what would take place when I make my commitment to him. But I'm telling you what I want the church to do. The believer, be patient in waiting. As the farmer was waiting for the early and the latter rain. You see, if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life. That's the principle of the Word of God. No matter how the situation looks, you see, he said, they that wait upon the Lord. Are you waiting? I don't think he hears my prayer, preacher. Why? Well, it seems like he's not deaf. You don't have to speak real loud like I do and get emotional. If you know him and he knows you, If you call him father and he calls you son, according to the word of God, he's obligated to hear your cry. He's obligated. Yeah. But remember one thing. He's in control and he will answer when it's the right time. When it's the right time, God's going to answer. But we need to wait. We need to wait. Yeah. Why? According to what we see taking place, according to what the Word of God tells us, according to the roadmap that He gave us, according to the instructions that He gave us, it's not going to be long that He's going to take the church home. Yeah. Oh, ready or not? Yeah. Young or old? Wealthy or poor? He's coming. Yellow, black, and white. It don't matter. He's coming. Yeah. Don't forget that. He said, I'm coming soon. That's what he said in John 14. Don't be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. I'm coming. Yeah. Oh, I've listened to Charlie and I've listened to Greg and I've listened to Mike. And I listen to these, and you know what? They're exciting me because I want to take my mourning, my sorrow, and turn it into joy from the word of the Lord. There's strength, there's grace, there's power, you see. He could come today. Peter said, nah, scoffers say no, no, no. But we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. It's fulfilling faster and faster and faster. And I want to tell you something. If you're not ready, now, don't put in the obituary that you went to be with the Lord if you don't know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, don't let them put in the obituary. He's going to be with Jesus if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You see, the same God that will say, welcome into the joys of the Lord. You've been what? You've been what? What's the word? You've been what? Faithful until the end. I will give you a crown of life. You see, five times Brother James mentioned faithful. Are you getting weary? Are you tired? Will you join the crowd? We all get tired. You know what the devil would like for every one of us to do? Just hang it up. There's nothing to it. Yeah, just give up. But he's a liar. He doesn't know. He doesn't know Father God. And Jesus Christ. He knows about him. He knows about him. But listen. Listen. While you're waiting patiently, get into that book. The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear what Sister Candy said about those grandchildren? You know what? Do you know what they love? Kentucky's no different than West Virginia. Ah, those parents are fanatics. No, 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 no. They're just going by the book. And I think if we would have more parents laying hands on their children, singing with them, telling about Jesus, putting in their hearts and minds, I think we would have less juvenile delinquency and the drug problem could probably almost be stopped if we as parents, as Christians, as pastors would take our stand. Amen? Amen. Amen. So listen, while you're waiting, get grounded. in the Word. It's His love story. It's His instruction book. It's a roadmap. My grandson, bless his heart, he went with me to California when I went to bury. He said, "You're not going by yourself." He said, he thought I was too old. I said, I'll be all right. "Nope, you're going with, I'm going with you." I done got me a suit, and he don't hardly buy suits. He don't need them. He's comfortable with just regular clothes. But he bought a suit. And we go, you see. I said, "Well, we need a ticket." "Got it." We went to get aboard the aircraft. I said, "Where's our pass?" "Here it is." Yeah. Good gracious. All the way to California. He never had driven California. And he got me right to the gravesite. Got us a motel, got us a car, and I didn't have to do a thing. But you know what? This book, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the true stories. What Hollywood is telling me. Yeah. John Boy married Joe Girl. They had a baby. Isn't that beautiful? Are they married? No, they don't have to be married. That's not what the book says. That's not what the book says. You see? Oh, he said, "Preacher, I don't want to hear you." You have to now. I'll be through here soon, you see. Listen, he's coming soon. You want your faith to increase? You don't see it. You accept it by faith. But it says it comes by hearing the word and believing it and put it to work in your life. Put it to work. I'm a recipient of a nobody, broke when I got to West Virginia. Didn't know much. Too ignorant in the Word of God. And He got a hold of my heart. And you know what? From that day, I began to change. Yeah. And He has taken care of me to the place that I realized that my Father owns it all. The hills, the valleys, it's all His. And I'm part joint heir of that. If you belong to a king and to an everlasting kingdom, we ought to walk like we do. Amen. We ought to walk like we do, you see. Get grounded in the Word of God. Read it. I don't understand it. I heard one of the greatest teachers that I listened to on Sunday morning. One of the greatest teachers. And I see the crowds that he has in Atlanta, Georgia. But he said when I started, he said as a young lad, he said, "I'd get on my knees." And he said, "I'd open the book and I'd say, 'Lord, I don't understand this. But I need your wisdom. I need your help. I need your strength.' Look what God has done with an ordinary man of God." I mean, oh, gracious. And there's others. There's others, dear heart. But you know what we've got to do? We've got to read it. We got to digest it. We got to practice it. We got to believe it. And we've got to memorize it. Oh, someone said, "I have trouble memorizing." Huh. Don't raise your hand. How many phone calls phone numbers do you know by heart? Huh? How many texts? You know, all this. Constantly. So we need, dear heart, to fix your heart. That's what the psalmist said. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I fix my heart with God being my captain, my commander. And there's a military term that we use. We've reached the point of no return. I've gone too far to turn back now. I look back. I do. I look back. But you know what I do with it? I've seen what he's brought me through. The death that we face in our families. The hardships. Criticism. Ridiculed. Mocked. I've experienced that. I took a pastorship. I'm just going to show you or tell you. I took a pastorship. This was the comment that was made. I wonder what they're going to say now that we have a Mexican for a preacher. The only thing wrong with a Mexican, he's fat, eats tacos, and he's dark-complected. But we're the same. We have the same blood. Yeah. Now, in the book, it talks a lot about his second coming. Yeah. He's coming in such an hour, in such a time, when we least expect it. We thought, well, these people have said he's coming. So they went, bought all the food up. Said, the end is here. The computer said we're there. But it's not time yet. It's not time yet. But when he says it's time, he'll say, go get my children. We're leaving. And we're going to say goodbye, world, goodbye. Yeah. Time is of no essence to God. He's in control, you see. Yeah. When he returns, he's going to take the church home. Are you ready? If you're not, you should be. 1,000 years... is as a day with the Lord, you see. And while we're waiting patiently, you know what? We ought to walk it. We ought to talk it. We ought to live it. We ought to sing it. We ought to shine, you see. Let them call you what they want to. Let them speak about you. Let them cut you down. We're pilgrims, we're strangers, and we're seeking a city that's to come. Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, I hope so. I hope so, preacher. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Are you getting weary and waiting? Don't wait. Don't worry. The farmer had to wait for the early and the latter rain. As we close our message, he said, what shall we do until he comes? Well, preacher, I get discouraged. Join the crowd, every one of us. Preacher, I just don't know. Stick your nose, bury your nose, bury your mind. Yeah, turn the TV off. Turn the sports off. and get on your knees. Now he said, you're a fanatic, preacher. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You see, I've started on a journey. I didn't know where it would take me. But I know I'm closer. I'm closer. I'm closer. And I don't think it's going to be long. If you're not ready, if you've never made your preparation, if you've never fixed your heart on Jesus Christ, if you have never made a commitment to Him, say, preacher, right now I feel like the mountain's on top of me. Well, cast your care upon Him. He cares. No one cares. Yes, He does. I quoted it, and I'm going to close with it. He loved me when I was born. He loved me just as I am. And a million years from now, He'll love me. And you know what He did? He proved it. He went to Calvary and He died. Father, 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 thank You for Your word. It's a light. It's a pathway. Father, I pray, Lord God, that I will take this message and apply it. It's time, our Father, that we draw nigh to You. It's time, Lord God, that we, Father God, seek Your old ways and walk in them. Father, I pray as we stand to sing, I don't know hearts. I don't know anybody but my own heart, Lord God. But I'm going to give an invitation, Lord God, to those that don't know You to come and surrender. And to those that know You, Lord God, that they would seek to get, Father, closer to You while there's time, hope, and opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.
Number 39.
The altar's open.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and His grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is the fountain.
After a while, you'll lay down your cross, and he'll give you the crown. Remember the service tonight? It was announced on call one. We'd like to have the choir for this morning and tonight. And I thought they sounded good.
Yes,
and I'll tell you another thing. The more you scotch for them, it's like telling a dog, sick them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll sing that much more. I appreciate it. They bless me. They bless me. They bless me. And if I don't tell them, they'll never know it. Would you bow your heads as we look to the Lord? Randy Shamblin, dismiss us.
Father,